Monday, February 19th, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. Apologies for my absence. A lot has been going on, not least of which are some ongoing attacks on the Last American Vagabond website and to the hundreds of emails and messages I've received from those still unable to access the site today, being sent an error message saying that the website certificate has been revoked. My team is doing all they can, but I'm being told that it appears as if nothing is wrong and that our hosting company cannot explain the issue, although they have finally acknowledged that it is indeed happening. So clearly we're doing something right, and this will only make me push further in that direction. It is possible this is some random glitch or error, despite what I think. That is always a possibility. But regardless, the simple fact that those staying in the course are indeed under fire shows just how desperate they are to stifle our voices. Whether we're hearing the same old lies on repeat, as the U.S. government yet again hypocritically calls out Syria for a chemical weapons attack with no evidence, or we're being told that the most important news of the day is some Twitter rant by the president, or being told that cryptocurrency is a fraud and a criminal vessel and a bubble, all while the dollar appears to be exactly what they are describing, it's becoming abundantly clear that those pulling the strings are not only losing control, but that they don't seem to know what to do next. And that is a very dangerous position to be standing in opposition to. We've talked many times of the long-term agenda for a world government and the types of major events that lead us in that direction, such as Pearl Harbor or 9/11, the kind that Trump just hinted to in a recent interview. However, their desired actions that follow go hand in hand with the consent of the governed, whether manufactured or not. And as their agenda is increasingly laid bare for all to see, due in large part to the efforts of the independent media, that becomes less and less likely, which means a more severe action might be their only recourse. So we must pay attention and question all that we see, now more than ever. First story of the day coming out of the freethoughtproject.com, at least 20 students told police Nicholas Cruz threatened to kill them. Police did nothing. Police have admitted that they received at least 20 calls reporting suspected gunman Nicholas Cruz in recent years, and his former classmates said they received multiple death threats from him. Now, is this just wild ineptitude, or is this some grand psyop to get the masses to call for their own subjugation? Who can know for sure, but clearly the point in my mind is that there are more than enough laws already in place on the books right now today that could have stopped this from happening. So more laws and more control are absolutely not the answer. Why give more power and control to these clearly inadequate and frankly disingenuous agencies and politicians? We must look to the cause, not the knee-jerk political reaction. These vultures are all using this as a means to further their own sociopathic political careers. The cause in my mind goes back to many factors, two of which that are at the top of the list are psychotropic drugs and the criminal level to which they are doled out to children and the overt violent nature of this country today. A great article by Justin King of the Fifth Column News highlights this point and how absurd it is for us to be shocked by these events when every facet of daily life is consumed by both overt violence and the normalization of killing and death. As with U.S. foreign policy, if you see yourself as justified, then violence, aggression, and murder are not only the answer, but they make you right. And this is something we see in every regard today, on TV, in the movies, on social media. It's just something that has been infiltrated and intentionally put out there for many different reasons. At least I think it's intentional. But he has a great article that highlights this exact point. Now, that's not to say that this wasn't a horrendous, terrible event that happened and that we should pretend it's not real or any number of things people throw out there. But the bottom line is that we should not be shocked that these kind of things are carried out by people who are drugged up, manipulated, and programmed to be exactly like that. Very important to think about. The next article coming out of ZeroHedge.com, White House dismisses reports of Turkish gas attack in Syria as, quote, extremely unlikely. According to a new Associated Press report, a White House official says the U.S. thinks it is extremely unlikely Turkey used chemical weapons against Kurds. The comments came late on Saturday following widespread reports that emerged earlier in the day that Turkish forces launched a chemical gas attack on Kurdish militias in the northern Syria village of Aranda on Friday, sending at least six civilians to the hospital. In response, counterterrorism expert Max Abrams appropriately quipped concerning the White House's hasty excusal of U.S. ally Turkey as a culprit. Sounds scientific, right? Clearly, if a longtime U.S. partner in Syria and NATO ally is to blame for a heinous chemical attack, it couldn't possibly be true, according to the White House version of events. Yet, imagine if it were Assad or Russia being blamed. And speaking of that, next article coming out of the antimedia.org, U.S. accuses Syria of using chemical weapons, warns of Iranian influence. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said on Saturday that public reports showed Syria was using chemical weapons and added that it was time for the international community to hold the Syrian government accountable. How many times have we heard that? He's quoted in saying, "Public accounts and photos clearly show that Assad's chemical weapons use is continuing." Which, I mean, this is so frustrating, especially once we've very recently heard accounts from Tillerson and Mattis saying that they have no evidence. And he's referring to public documents here, probably coming from the White Helmets and other such on-the-ground terrorist organizations being supported by the West nonetheless. He's also quoted in saying, "It is time for all nations to hold the Syrian regime and its sponsors accountable for their actions and support the efforts of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons." Now again, this is also ridiculously absurd and hypocritical, knowing that the United States government has used white phosphorus and many other chemical weapons in recent times, denying that they were used as a weapon. Nonetheless, we have photos and documentation of civilians being bombed with white phosphorus. So it's wildly hypocritical to see this coming out, and this continues to be pushed. I almost think this is being pushed again, knowing that we're going to come out and say this is ridiculous, but there's no evidence, to get us to look somewhere else than many of the other things that are going on today. But the people that fall for this are blindly listening to the same officials that have been caught lying time and time again, pushing the same fraudulent, broken narratives they have for so very long. I mean, it goes back to the Iraq WMD story, but it goes back way further than that. But the bottom line is, we know for sure today that they lied to us about WMDs in Iraq. Yet these same groups and entities behind the scenes are doing the same exact thing once again. I mean, how many times do we have to hear this same broken narrative before we begin to realize that they are just pushing it for geopolitical reasons? We have to begin to wake up to that. Now, moving on to the next story coming out of Global Research, it's a quick one I wanted to note on for one particular reason, entitled "From Pyeongchang to Lasting Peace on the Korean Peninsula." It's a great article that dives into the dynamics at play within the U.S.-Korean diplomacy, or lack thereof. But one point that I wanted to make specifically, and which I found very important in this article, and just as I've said many times in the very beginning of this whole thing, is that the U.S. is still planning to hold massive military drills focused on North Korea, even during the Olympics. And as usual, North Korea will likely respond with more shows of force, and as you know, which has been going on back and forth for quite some time. And this will no doubt be used by the U.S. as an excuse to point and say, "Look, we told you that North Korea was trying to trick you with all those productive peace talks." I mean, it's so funny to see this continually play out, just like we've all predicted. Now, despite the fact that these drills are open provocations, it's something that the U.S. will continue to claim is some natural ongoing thing. But we've talked in the past about how these drills, they pretend to be decapitating the president and nuclear, you know, bombing North Korea with nuclear missiles. And I mean, just think if it was in reverse. I mean, clearly that's a provocation. It's just something we need to keep our eye on. And they may end up changing and not doing it. But the point is, if they do follow through with this, don't be fooled by this. The objective behind these drills is drawing out exactly that kind of a response. So you heard it here. Now make sure you remember this when it happens, because we'll know that they're simply trying to trigger North Korea into making some kind of a rash action so they can use it to continue their same agenda. Moving on to the next story coming out of ZeroHedge.com. Polish Central Bank secretly funds anti-crypto YouTube propaganda videos. This is just another quick one I want to note on, because it shouldn't be surprising to anybody watching this show. But clearly this is something we knew was going on. We've seen all of those videos that very quickly started surfacing during the drop of crypto and Bitcoin specifically. "Oh, I lost all my money with cryptocurrency," which is, I'm sure, very real. Plenty of people lost a lot of money because it dropped, just like you do in Wall Street and stock market all the time. But the point is, we're finding out now But a lot of these videos are being funded by central banks and being put out there, as well as many other entities, I would imagine, but being funded specifically to put out this kind of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD, as they call it, in the crypto markets, intentionally to make people weary of getting involved, which, again, I noted in the beginning, is so funny when we're seeing the wild volatility of the fiat currency today, and yet we're seeing crypto continue to go back up, which shows, again, it's not some bubble. But clearly the point here is to put out these propaganda videos paid for by the banksters to get you to be afraid to get involved in this because they are afraid of it. We have to continue to see that, and I continue to stress that it's something that we should get involved in, especially if you're tired of all the manipulation going on. The next story coming out of consortiumnews.com, Nunes, FBI, and DOJ perps could be put on trial. In a recent interview, Nunes was quoted in saying, DOJ and FBI are not above the law. If they are committing abuse before a secret court, getting warrants on American citizens, you're darn right that we're going to put them on trial. Now, of course, I hope this is happening. This is something that I've been calling for, as you all know, for a long time, accountability. I want to see people held accountable that are breaking the rules and breaking their trust they're supposed to be having. What their entire job is supposed to be about is protecting Americans, yet they clearly are not doing that. So my question is, what are they waiting for? To hear this is all nice and good. Good for you, Nunes. I want to hear this kind of thing happen. But what are you waiting for? Why is it just more talk about this is going to happen? Or if we find out, well, we already know. We have it. They're doing it. We've seen it. Americans are widely aware that we're being illegally spied on in every possible regard by our very own government, by drone, by every possible way today. We have the documentation for it. So why are we still waiting? Especially after the FISA memo supposedly was going to groundbreaking claims that were supposed to immediately bring people to justice, and nothing is happening. So this kind of thing, it just immediately frustrates me because I feel like it's more of a show. But as I said, I'm glad it was said, and I really do hope that it comes to pass, but I have big doubts about it. The interview, Nunes also stated in the interview, the committee is closing down its investigation into possible collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. No evidence of collusion was found. Something we all generally, I think, are aware of, other than people that are lying to themselves. So it's good to hear that that's being shut down. I think largely the entire Mueller investigation was another ploy to pull the attention away from things like the FBI and focus on the Russians, which it clearly did to a large degree. He also discussed the apparently widespread, he said, practice of unmasking the identities of Americans under surveillance. He said, in quote, in the last administration, they were unmasking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Americans' names. They were unmasking for what I would say, for a lack of a better definition, or for political purposes. Oh, you don't say, Nunes. I think that's pretty well regarded by most people today. But it's not just Obama. I feel like this is being kind of centered around the Obama administration. That's something that's going on right now. It's been going on well before Obama. So the point is that, I'm happy to see him pointing these things out. But action, where's the action? I want to see things happen. And, you know, people may be saying I'm rushing to judgment there, but there's so many things we've seen happen in the last, even just the last few years, where nothing ever came to fruition from claims just like this. So I am always skeptical in this kind of thing. And ultimately, like we said, these are all things that we already generally know. So how long can this charade really carry on with no ultimate action? That's the question we should be asking ourselves while we're all being distracted by some new story breaking that ultimately then leads to no action. We need to continue to see that. Moving on to the final story of the day, written by Caitlin Johnstone, an excellent article that has been covered widely by many excellent people such as James Corbett and many others. So I'll add my voice to this, but quickly touch on it. It's something that is very important. It's entitled, Ex-CIA Director Thinks U.S. Hypocrisy About Election Meddling is Hilarious. I mean, this is such a frustrating article that I'll make sure and include the video and the article in the show notes that shows James Woolsey on a Fox News interview where he basically openly admits to the fact that we are still currently manipulating foreign elections. But he makes the ridiculous claim that it's because it's for protecting democracy and we're the good guys, essentially, that it's for their own good. That's literally what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but make sure you check it out for yourself. But it is horrifying. I mean, really, the bottom line here is that the hypocrisy of these controlling entities knows no bounds. They are more than willing to sit back and laugh about how they are doing the exact same thing that they are willing to call out in others and even use to murder civilians by way of drone strikes or sanctions or invade and occupy countries and otherwise shatter the idea of any kind of international order in the world, all for ambitious and largely nefarious reasons that we will likely be confronted with under some other surreptitious guise in the near future. So we must begin to see this for what it is and remember what it was that we felt this country once stood for, if only in our hearts, before one of the largest long cons in history was pulled off right in front of our eyes. One that pulled so many good people back into the deception they fought so hard to be free of. For more information on the topics discussed today, make sure you check out thelastamericanvagabond.com or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as always, question everything and come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.